Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, for this week's Ask Me Anything, I'm joined by paleontologist Maria McNamara, who is with me in studio today. Maria, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
What exactly do you do?
Oh, that's... I consider myself a student of the past. I study ancient life. I study the fossilized remains of plants and animals that lived millions of years ago.
So when we think of, a lot of us think of paleontology, we think of Ross Geller and friends. Does that drive you nuts when people say that?
No, you know, like Ross did paleontology a great service because everybody feels like they know at least one paleontologist. So he's made it very tangible and, yeah, you know, very accessible.
So it's not all the study of dinosaurs then?
No, not at all. And, you know, in fact, the kind of paleontology that I do now would be actually very molecular, very chemical, very analytical, very high tech, actually. And a lot of people find that quite surprising.
Yeah. So there's obviously various types, is there, of paleontology?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a very weird type of paleontologist. Most paleontologists, they specialize in a particular animal or a particular type of plant. I specialize in how fossilization actually happens, how fossils form. So I really get into the nitty gritty of death, decay, and, you know, how biomolecules survive. So what I do is I spend a lot of time going in the field, look, you know, cracking open rocks, taking samples and analysing them in the lab to look for traces of proteins and pigments and things like that.
Listen, quite a few listener questions already. We have this question from Alan.
I have a 6-year-old at home who's mad about dinosaurs at the moment and wants to discover fossils. Well, wants to discover a dinosaur, dig for dinosaurs later in life. So I'm just wondering if your expert there will be able to guide us on what she needs to do, what she needs to study, or where she needs to go in order to become a dino expert like herself. Thanks so much.
Brilliant.
Well, I mean, the best piece of advice I can give you is to really encourage your child to observe the natural world, keep their eyes open, keep encouraging their questions. All of that is part of our natural curiosity, and everything we see in the world today actually really helps you as a paleontologist. When it comes to actually studying paleontology and getting that qualification, you know, you need to study science, and you can come into paleontology from a number of different areas. Most people will come in with a degree in geoscience, or some people come in with a degree in zoology or even plant science, botany. Even some chemists end up coming into paleontology. So there's a number of different routes. The most common would be a degree in geoscience.
Okay.
Or a degree in zoology or plant science.
And then is it a sort of a specialist, master or postdoctorate or something?
So you'd start off with your basic degree, and then, you know, most people would go on to do a master's or a PhD and then postdoctoral study.
Yeah. Okay. We've another voice note in from Christy.
Are there any dinosaur fossils found in Ireland?
Good question.
We do, believe it or not, we do have Irish dinosaurs. Not too many, because unfortunately, during the time of the dinosaurs, there was, most of Ireland was actually dry land, and that's not great for preserving fossils. Most fossils are actually preserved in rocks that are laid down in watery environments like rivers or lakes or the sea. But we do have some dinosaur fossils, and they're from County Antrim. And you can go see them. If you go to the Ulster Museum, they're on display, and you can go look at the Irish dinosaurs. Now, they're not whole dinosaurs, they're just a few bones, but they were just found on the beach by a geography teacher walking his dog. So there's probably more out there. So
we haven't found yet.
That we haven't found yet.
But Antrim was the home of them.
Antrim, exactly. Yeah.
So if people are listening and they have kids in the house that are dinosaur fanatics, Antrim and the Ulster Museum is where you need to head from.
Exactly. Head up north. Yeah.
Brilliant. We've another voice note from Linda, who says she wanted to be a paleontologist as a child, and she wonders,
what's your favourite dinosaur and why?
Okay, well, I'll be a bit awkward and I'll say my favourite dinosaur is Psittacosaurus, because...
Now, explain that one first.
So Psittacosaurus was one of these, it was a herbivorous dinosaur, so it was a plant eater. It was walked on four legs, and I like Psittacosaurus because we made a really cool discovery earlier this year about its skin. It was one of these dinosaurs that was starting to evolve feathers, and we found that while it had regular scaly dinosaur type skin, reptile type skin on some parts of its body. You know, the parts that didn't have feathers, the feathered parts had more bird-like skin. So that was kind of a cool discovery.
And when you say we made it, as in that discovery was made here in Ireland?
Yeah, exactly. So with our paleontology group in Cork, and that study was led by a former postdoc of mine, Dr. Zhizhou Yang, who's now moved back to China to take up a position there. But we're still doing research on dinosaurs at UCC.
Brilliant. If you have a question for Maria McNamara, send it in to me on WhatsApp. It's 087 1400 106. Now, this listener is wondering, Maria, what's the difference between paleontology and archaeology?
It's a matter of semantics, actually. It's all a matter of time. So we tend to consider archaeology to do with ancient things from the ground within human history. So going back thousands of years. Once you start getting into the realm of things that are millions of years old, that realm belongs to paleontology.
So my question for you, right, we've a crime scene, we'll say, okay? And, you know, the guards are involved and the forensic guys are brought in and bones are found or discovered. And there's a query over, you know, whether or not they're part of the crime scene or have been there previously. The archaeology team are usually called in then to preserve that and follow up. Do you get called in at any point to assess or examine bones that are found?
No, we haven't. We haven't actually for forensic purposes. It, you know, that generally would fall within the kind of the realm of archaeology.
Usually doesn't fall into your area really at all. No.
Not at all.
Somebody else is wondering on WhatsApp, how much is a fossil worth?
I mean, how long is a piece of string? You know, there are some fossils here in Ireland for which we have thousands and thousands of them and you couldn't sell them, you know. Then there are other fossils that are more rare that would be worth a lot of money.
Like what's a lot of, like roughly? Yeah,
okay, so for example, the fossils that I worked on as part of my PhD, so 20 years ago, the ancient frogs from Spain, they go on the market for about 10,000 each, 10,000-20,000 each.
They're big money.
And there are hundreds of those. So,
which leads me to the next question from another listener who says, where do I find fossils?
So we are so lucky here in Ireland. We have loads of sedimentary rocks. Most of our country is underlain by sedimentary rocks, limestone, and Irish limestone is full of fossils. So literally, you can go along most of the coast. So along the east coast, for example, has an awful lot of limestone outcropping. The south, you know, the Dingle Peninsula, a lot of Kerry along the west, and also Sligo, Donegal, North Mayo, loads of limestone. And so you'll find fabulous fossils of ancient marine creatures. Creatures like corals, which are still alive today, live in the Great Barrier Reef. Loads of shelly creatures called brachiopods. We also get gastropods, sea snails, and ancient animals that had stalks. They're like if you imagine a starfish on a stalk.
Yeah.
Ancient animals called crinoids. Loads of these in Irish rocks. So you'll find these all around the coast. But if you don't live near the sea, don't worry, because you can find loads of fossils in the building stones, because Irish limestone is used in building stones of all of our towns and cities. So typically like banks, you know.
So how frequently would you find fossils in a former bank building or like in the build of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can see them outside. And actually on we have a website where we actually have details of these urban fossil trails for 10 towns and cities around Ireland.
Oh, amazing.
So if you live in Athlone or Dublin or Sligo or Kilkenny, you can go to our website and actually see, right, where can I find fossils in the town? And, you know, they're all walking distance. They're all accessible. And you can just walk around and see fossils in the footpaths, Brilliant. In the building stones, in the gutters.
And when you say on our website, is that at UCC?
So that's our Ireland's Fossil Heritage website.
That's where you'll get that. Yeah. Another voice note, Maria from Rory.
Just wondering, how similar is the work you do compared to what you can see in movies like Jurassic Park?
Oh, fantastic.
So in the movies, there's an awful lot of focus on dinosaurs. There's an awful lot of focus on, I guess, fossil bones. Mm. The work that we do in UCC actually doesn't focus on bones at all. It's focused on the soft parts of animals, the skin, the muscles, the parts that normally rot away, but sometimes they preserve. And when they do, you can get way more kind of deeper insights into the biology of ancient animals. So what we do is we would take samples of these ancient soft tissues and we would analyze them using really powerful microscopes. We bring them to big particle accelerator facilities like the Large Hadron Collider in the US, in France. We basically, you know, spin electrons really fast and zap X-rays at them. So we analyze what they're composed of. And we're finding traces of ancient molecules all the time.
It's unbelievable. Listeners wondering, well, you answered whether Ireland has a lot of fossils. You mentioned that. What do you do if you find a fossil? How do you know if it's an ancient bone or something more recent?
Okay, so if you find something that's actually in rock, it's almost certainly a fossil. You know, if you find it loose on a beach, I guess it could have been eroded from a rock, or it could be something more recent, you know, because whales and dolphins, their bones get washed up on our beaches all the time. If you're uncertain, take a photo and send us an email. And we get queries from the public. We get 3, 4, 5 queries a week from the public, you know, to identify rocks and fossils that they found.
And who are you? Who should they email?
So you can email me, Maria McNamara. You can also email my colleague Dr. Jess Franklin
UCC. They'll exactly. get your details there. I have another voice note, Maria, from Ben.
I just quickly wanted to know how you manage informing people who, through religion or otherwise, don't believe dinosaurs existed. Thank you.
So, I mean, everyone is entitled to their own beliefs, and there are lots of belief systems out there to explain where how our planet was created and how life came to be on planet Earth. And those belief systems, you know, they're fine and everyone's entitled to those. Paleontology is not a belief system. It's a science based on evidence. So we approach the study of life like any other science. So we use evidence that we collect with our eyes and other means. And we find evidence of life on Earth in rock layers of different ages. We can date those rock layers using radiometric dating, which is based on physics, the radioactive decay of elements. So it's a process that's been very well studied, very well understood. And we're very confident in our ability to date rocks to millions of years old.
Is there anywhere in Ireland you can go to look for fossils? And if I find them, this listener's wondering, can I keep them?
So, yes, so you can, as I said earlier, you know, you can go along the coast. There's lots of, if you go to our website, we have a fossil map that shows you places all around the coast where you can look for fossils, where they're accessible. If you find fossils, yes, you can keep them, but we wouldn't encourage active removal of fossils from intact rock remains. That's destruction of our geological heritage, of our fossil heritage. Yeah. So what we would say, you know, for instance, if you find something loose on a beach, that's going to be eroded by the waves anyway. So we'd be less concerned about that.
That's like a little gift.
Yeah, but we do encourage people, really, the best case scenario is that if you find something, take a good look at it, take a photograph of it and put it back so that somebody else can come along and find it and be inspired.
Now that you're after telling people about how much some of these fossils are worth, the coastlines this weekend, Maria, are going to be thronged with people hunting for these expensive fossils. Olivia has a voice note.
Hi, I'm just wondering what the closest living relative to a dinosaur is.
A crocodile.
Oh, simple as that.
Crocodile. They're the closest living relatives to dinosaurs as a group. But actually, we have dinosaurs still alive today. Believe it or not, when we talk about the dinosaurs going extinct 66 million years ago, that's actually not correct, because one group of dinosaurs survived that meteorite impact. And that group of dinosaurs are still alive today, and we call them birds. So birds are scientifically regarded as a type of dinosaur, like an apple is a type of fruit.
Yeah.
So dinosaurs did not go extinct. The non-avian dinosaurs went extinct.
Well, somebody else, just to follow up, wondering, are lizards dinosaurs or are they birds?
No, lizards are not dinosaurs. They're a different type of reptile altogether.
Okay. Were a lot of fossils destroyed or mishandled years ago before a proper appreciation of the past?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you look at every quarry, every limestone quarry in Ireland, you know, that's removal of limestone rock, where that's removal of fossils that are now on display in banks, hotels, footpaths, everywhere all around. You know, we have a major problem in this country that we don't have proper legislation for protecting our fossil heritage. You know, and we have a number of fossil sites that are really remarkable on a global level. Mm. We have, for instance, just to name pick, you know, we have the Valencia and Tetrapod trackway. So this fabulous trackways, a series of trackways made by some of the first animals to ever walk on land. These are famous around the world. Right. There's only three examples of these globally, and we have one of those three here in Ireland, on Valencia Island.
Oh, sorry, you have a Valencia.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But you know, these sites that we have, they don't have you know, discrete legal protection. So, and this is something that we should do. Like, we have SACs to protect our, you know, birds, our plants, and so on. We need to have something similar, some similar legal designation for fossil heritage.
Typical day, somebody's wondering briefly.
Typical day. Okay, I might, I'll get into work. I'll, you know, quickly look at emails for anything urgent. If I can, I'll get down to the lab, do some fossil prep. I love working under the microscope. Might take some samples and see, you know, do we have all the chemicals we need for things we're doing? Check in on our equipment. Is there something broken that I might have to fix? Might have to get out a screwdriver, get inside a piece of equipment. I might have a TY student. I might have some kids coming in from the public. Do a little lab tour, do a few lectures, you know, talk to the researchers.
You
in my
love
group.
It, Maria. I can tell by your enthusiasm, it is infectious in the studio today. You clearly love what you do.
Great, I do.
You really do. You've a great grow for it, no doubt about it. Just finally, for people listening, with a lot of people here with young kids getting in touch, recommendations, websites, like the things they wouldn't know, where would you direct them to start looking for more info?
So we have a national program called Ireland's Fossil Heritage that's funded by Science Foundation Ireland. We've been running for 5 years. We're still going, and we've now been funded for the third time. We've a national program of school workshops. And so if you have a kid who's really interested, if there are teachers listening, get in touch. We want to come to your school. We have these programs, workshops that are very hands-on, very interactive. Brilliant. We'll come to your school. They're integrated with the curriculum. You can check out our website. We've got information on all the common Irish fossils and an interactive map for where you can find them. And if you're in the Munster region, on Thursday, the 14th of November, as part of Science Week, we're having a huge fossil expo at UCC where it's free, open to the public.
Super.
Yes.
You'll have a load of people there. Maria, it's been a pleasure to meet you today. Maria McNamara, Professor of Paleontology at UCC. This listener says you're absolutely amazing, a joy to listen to, and you've made the study of paleontology just fascinating to hear on the radio today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.